This recording, Fiji 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more like to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stress. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. This was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was the odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had mentioned to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the cause of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I love rugby. There are different forms of rugby. There is 2 sets of leagues, first of all. One is league and the other union. League consists of 13 players with different rules. Union is 15 players with different rules, of which league does not do scrummage, where people get together and butts their heads together in groups of 8 people, whereas in league, they do not do that. So, whereas union, they do scrummage. League does not. In league, when the ball drops, everybody stays clear, and then the other team obviously lines up at the back while the others tap the ball and passes back. Where in union, there's a battle towards who is stronger within the 8 people to push through and try to gain possession of the ball. Also in union, there's 2 levels of rugby, one of which is 15s, the other is 7s. Sevens being the elite group of players, the fastest, basically the machines of rugby, of which they play a sort of version of rugby where you have only seven players, elite players, get to play on the bigger, same field. The pace is much faster, much stronger players, and of course they also play in only 7 minutes. Nisambula vinaka na turanga kene marama. Dharubo ngone lewa ke kemuni lalai kuni wakara ronga tikumai and a singa talitaki and I. Au kinda waki kemuni kere saritikani and a yalo mamarau kau nuitaka nina singa and I o nina satawa talenga and a bula mamarau watakiau.